Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, getting through these hot summer days and hot summer
Woo.
months. Man, we went from 50 to 100 like overnight. I'm going to be at a Reader's Crab House. They'll have the crab steamed out there. And then here they got a nice crab cake. Everybody's been calling me up, say, come eat my crab cake. So we're going to be out in Reisterstown, Back to the Future scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. We're on the road with our friends from Coppin State, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions, Curio Wellness, and of course, Raskin Global. Leonard Raskin's going to be joining us in this segment. I just want to let everybody know the crab cake tour is on a little bit of a hiatus. For the fourth week, we're going to go double duty. The following week, we're going to be at DePasquale's down in Canton with a whole bunch of great guests. That's on the morning of the 8th. That's Tuesday. And then on Thursday, the 10th, we're going to be at Costas in Timonium at the racetrack in a location where Leonard and I did the show when it was Nick's Grandstand Grill. The Costas folks are there. And here's, I got to give you a warning, Leonard, before I bring you on here, because I know you live not too far from Costas. You
Yes,
drive to
correct.
Dundalk and get crabs at Costas,
Yes.
and you're thinking, yeah, let's go over to Timonium and get crabs now. No, you won't. There are
Boo.
no crabs. Well, so this was all explained to me. And you know what?
Yes.
I'm going to make Pete explain it to you since you're booing it on the
Yeah.
10th, that there's just so much hundreds of thousands of dollars that need to be spent for refrigeration and
Sure.
storage, not to
Sure.
mention steamers. Pete said to me, it's a whole different world doing crabs, and we've been doing them in Dundalk 50 years, and we built it out. We built a special room, and
Right,
in order to
right.
redo that room in Timonium, now I've got to get twice the inventory of crabs. I don't make crabs. You don't order them from Sysco. They don't
Correct.
just come in chicken
Correct.
cutlets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yep.
so, and as Mr. Bill at Fadley's, Mr. Bill Devine, Damie's dad, said to me the first time I met him, the first time I had him on the air, maybe about 8 years ago, when Fadley's came on as a sponsor, we're talking Baltimore Positive. He said to me, you know, crabs are still the only thing in the world I know of that can't be farmed. They have to be caught in the wild.
There you go.
We farm oysters, we farm salmon, we farm catfish. You can't, right? So, you know, having more crabs in Timonium. Hey man, I hear it. Drive to Dundalk. You need to do it anyway. We need Key
I
Bridge
get it.
relief down
I
there.
get it. I get it.
But you
That's what
come
I
have a
do.
crab cake with me. You can have a prime rib if you want. You get a
Oh, I'm all
sandwich.
set.
You
I'm
can
all
bet the
set.
ponies. You can do anything you want, but
I'm good. I'll be there.
you're gonna be there. All right, July 10th,
Absolutely.
Leonard Raskin's
We'll
gonna
be
join us.
there.
How are you? How's your summer? You
Doing great.
how's it go when it's
Doing great.
101 and you have a beach house? Don't you just
Well,
cancel everything and go to the beach? I almost
you
did
go to the
that.
beach house. You go to the beach house. You put your toes in the sand and enjoy the ocean. It's the right time to go down the ocean, hon. So yeah, the ocean is calling. Swimming pool is calling. Swimming pool water is cool and refreshing until it's warm. But I'll tell you what, even when it's hot out, as hot as it is, and it doesn't matter how warm the pool water gets, it's nice to just get in the pool and get that wet.
Last
And
summer,
it's beautiful.
I don't have a pool. And
I have a
last
pool.
summer, we decided on the day like today, that the first
Yeah.
day was 101.
Yes.
I went early in the morning. I went over to the Lowe's and I bought the $129 plastic thing for kids.
Swimming
You
pool.
know,
I get it.
little
I get
pool,
it. Yes.
and blew it up. I got the machine that blew it up quickly. The
Yep. Yep.
$29.99. Shh, because
And
I
laid
wasn't
in
going to
it.
take it down to the gas station to fill it up.
Right.
We had a tarp left over from painting our walls white, and we stuck it down on the tarp, and we left it there, and we cleaned it out. I think we got in it maybe like 10, 12 times. You know,
Yeah.
any day it was 90 plus,
Cools it off.
we would
Cools
blow
it
it up.
off.
We would
Right.
put water in it at 8 in the morning, fill it up. Too cold that you don't even touch it
Are
at
you
that
on
point. And then by like
county
11,
water?
11:30, you can get in it. And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's filthy and the sun's setting over the trees. You dump it out and you're like, we had a pool for $10 a day last summer,
There
Leonard.
you
I didn't have
go.
to join a
There you
country
go.
club, nothing.
I get it. I get it. It's beautiful. It's a good thing.
This is what I did with my American dream. I took
Are
about a
you on
hundred.
county
I think I
water?
spent 180 bucks.
It's fantastic. It's a
I'm
great
on
bargain.
well water. Liberty Pure
Well
Solutions
water.
keeps me
Okay,
clean.
so that's good. The only thing is we want to make sure, and that size pool is not a big deal, but when you put the hose in a pool to fill the pool up, you got to make sure you don't drain out the well. I
I
mean,
didn't think about that.
we don't have to fill our pool, but if we have to put an inch or two in, because when it's this hot, water evaporates out
All right.
through the filter system, you got to put some more in. You got to make sure that the well's good.
So this pool wasn't big. I mean, it was as
No,
big as this
it won't
table.
run the well out. You're fine.
But
You're fine.
I don't, this is where I admit my ignorance to you about finances and other things, Leonard
No, go
Raskin,
ahead.
but I know a lot about sports and a lot about, there's a lot about a lot of things, technical things. And I'm getting into this now with AI because I'm really
Yeah, there you
sort of
go.
studying up on how AI can power WNST and Baltimore Positive, an old
Sure, sure.
56-year-old guy trying to grow his business still all these years later. And I have some semblance of relevancy to keep in significant people like you involved, but always trying to grow it. I own a radio station, and you
Yes.
listen to me traditionally. You get in the car and you put on 1570 and you set your dial like a good Baltimore citizen would. I don't really know how it works. You know, I mean, I don't know how the tower works. I don't know how the thing in the car. I don't know how
Right.
I'm on Zoom with you right now. I have a
No
website. I
idea.
really don't know how it works.
Me neither.
And so, like, well water is one of those things, like
Yeah,
septic.
I get it. The
I got a guy
Jetsons.
for that or a
I
girl
got
for
a
that.
guy. Same.
I got, you
Same.
know,
You're
like
not
I
gonna
can't.
run your well out with a little pool like that.
I always
But
go through this with when I have Doug Workman and I have him on like I have you on talking about water safety and we had the oil
yeah.
spill and like all that well water. I don't understand PFAS, but he tries to help me out with it like you
Right.
try to help me out with money from
Yep.
time to time here.
Yep.
I have a really important question to ask you. It's more important than the Orioles. It's more important than the Ravens. It's more important than the weather or politics.
Yeah, let's do
What
it.
does war do to the market? What would a
Oh,
war do
it's a
to the
great
market?
question. It's a great question. And the answer is astonishingly nothing. It's amazingly nothing. It's
Well, I mean, Vietnam,
counter.
I mean, I'm just thinking of more
No,
modern
it's
things, right?
counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive. If you knew, look, the worst horrible human atrocity in our, not in our lifetime, but in our time was World War II. And if you knew everything in advance of World War II that was going to happen, from the Holocaust to the war's death to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to nuclear weapons, at the end of all of that time and hell, markets went up. Markets went up. You could not possibly predict that through all of that stock market would go up. But here's the thing, you got
Well,
to
you know what? My
remember.
dad was working. My dad came to Baltimore and left the starving with Herbert Hoover and a chicken in every pot in 1929 up in Scranton. Came down to Baltimore, met a beautiful lady at a baseball game. They got married in Mount Carmel Church in 1945 at the end of the war. And, you know, my dad got a gig and came here building bombers over Martin Marietta, you know, off of starving up in Scranton, Pennsylvania to have a job.
That's right. At the end of the day, here is my DirecTV remote control. Here is my iPhone. Markets are the conglomeration of 8 billion people on the planet buying stuff and paying for stuff that they value. Products and services, going to Disney, going on a cruise, going to a concert, money circulating through the economic system, the velocity of money, the turnover of those dollars going from consumers to corporations to create profit over time, capitalism. And that does not stop because of a war. I would tell you this very simply, you know, all the hell that's going on right now, Israel, Iran, the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine. People around the world still have to go about their lives. That means we have to eat. We watch TV. Some places they go to baseball games, not in Baltimore in 102 degrees.
What would I have to pay you to go to the game tonight? Yeah.
would you have to pay me to go to the game tonight?
Yeah, I
That's a
don't know,
good
man.
question. That's a good question because it's going to be blazing hot. And we should have gone to the game with the dude throwing a shutout. That's the game we should have gone to. Who knows
Who
what
knew?
happens?
Trevor Rogers. Who
Right,
knew?
Trevor Rogers. Who knew? I didn't
And
even know
Mike
who he
Elias is
was.
a genius.
I didn't even know who. I didn't know. I never heard of Trevor Rogers until the game. I didn't
Well, he
know we
came
had
in the
that
trade
guy.
last year from Stowers and
Yeah,
Norby.
I didn't know we got that guy. I never seen him before. Has he pitched for us
He
ever?
pitched four times last summer, not well.
Okay, and he pitched.
He
We were
pitched
up
three
eight
times
nothing.
here. No,
We
he
were up
pitched
eight
great
nothing
2 weeks
and lost.
ago, lousy last week, perfect on Monday night. Right.
Right. So
It's
who
like
the
the
hell
stock
knows?
market.
Exactly. Completely unpredictable. And new information dictates prices. News changes the market. But profitability is profitability. And when it comes down to it, Companies make money, and when companies make money, markets go up. Now, in the short term, markets move for all kinds of crazy reasons, but in the long term, it's based on profit and cash flow of businesses. That's it. And they do well, no matter what.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We can help you with your money, your American dream. You can find him at Baltimore Pop, Baltimore Positive.
That thing.
Yeah, this thing over here. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. The sports thing for you,
Yeah.
Stanley Cup's over,
Oh,
NBA. I mean,
I'm distraught.
NBA had a
I'm
game
distraught.
seven, right?
I watched.
NHL had
Hey,
a game seven. It's
so
almost like it's almost like it's orchestrated, almost like
we
Vince
talked
McMahon's
about
working it.
my love of hockey. Game six, Florida beats Edmonton, and now I go into seasonal affective disorder, the opposite of most people, until October when hockey comes back. And then I could scream at the TV again, shoot the puck. So that's good. But it'll be a few months of misery without hockey.
Hockey's your number
Basketball,
one, huh?
absolutely number one. Basketball, NBA doesn't excite me. However, I've told you before, if it's a potentially award-winning game, I'll watch the last 5 minutes. This was a game seven. Somebody was going to win. Trophy was going to be handed out. I watched like the fourth quarter. So I did watch the
Yeah,
fourth
the
quarter of the
ACL
game.
blowout for
That
Halliburton
was
wasn't good.
terrible.
Yeah, it was
Terrible.
terrible.
That was in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was early in the
So
game.
I didn't know about that. I threw the game on in the fourth quarter and he wasn't there. I didn't know what was
And they
happening.
were referring to him. That's why you need Twitter or
Right,
like something like
right. So,
that.
well, I grabbed the Google machine and saw what happened, and then I was like, oh my goodness, they're not going to win. So I watched the OKC and getting the trophy and the MVP, MVP, MVP. SGAS, whatever it is.
Anytime like Oklahoma City wins, like I feel
This is
like
it.
they're still the Seattle Supersonics, and it
Is
puts
that
them
where they
sort of
were?
on the map.
Is
Yeah,
that who they were?
they are still they, you know, I see Sean Kemp when I see them, but
Right.
so they were the Seattle
Oklahoma City.
Supersonics.
I didn't know. I did not know that. I
They were
didn't
the
know where they
Seattle
came from.
Supersonics, right?
Okay, so now
So
they're the
you do know the
Thunder?
Utah team came from Phoenix, that came from
Yes.
Atlanta, that came from, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah, I know that
so
history. But I did not know where OKC came from. Didn't care, didn't look.
probably because I talk about this, probably because I had Barry Trotz on last week, I had like memes showing up on my Facebook about the moved franchises, you know, Hartford
Yes.
to
Yes.
Carolina, Quebec to Colorado. The
Right.
Colorado Rockies became the New Jersey Devils that almost became the
Yes.
Nashville Predators. So like all of these, and I have the Tampa thing. I had the Tampa people on last week and again this week, and they're going to be sold and this and that. The San
Yeah.
Francisco Giants were going to go there, and the Chicago White Sox were going to go. So these moving franchises, but with Oklahoma
Yes.
City, I think of that as they've been there a minute. They've been there at least 10, 15
Oh,
years, right? I mean, they've been
sure.
there a long time. And
Yeah.
then I go back to like the Las Vegas Golden Knights being in the Stanley Cup Finals. You
Yes.
know, I was there with the Caps
First
the
year.
first year,
First
right?
year.
Like, and I think about
Ridiculous.
how weird the Ravens winning as quickly as they won when they became
Yes.
the Ravens 96 to
Yes.
01. And I thought like it was like so incredible. It still feeds the franchise. 25. Yeah, I mean, you still
No
buy tickets
question.
based on what happened 20 feet. You talk to me about Whiskey J, and that's something that Chad Steele doesn't have. And it's Sashi Brown. They have no clue about that kind of, you know, bones,
Following loyalty.
you know, bones
Right.
in the patient, you know,
Right.
that's been here. The Oklahoma City thing, that's a beautiful thing in that the NBA is a truly international sport.
Sure.
Nobody knows where Oklahoma City is other than in the Timothy McVeigh in our country.
How
And,
terrible is
you know,
that?
there's a, I've never been to Oklahoma City.
Me neither.
I have a regret. On the final Tom Petty tour, which I guess was 17, I had a flight to Oklahoma City. I had a room and I was going to do it. And I just bailed on it for some reason. I think my wife and I went to Red Rocks to see Tom Petty instead, which we
There you
did.
go.
So I
Picked a
sort
different
of like,
place.
but I had a room reserved, a hotel, the car. I had it all to go to Oklahoma City, and I pulled back on it and
Yep.
I never went. So when I'm watching the game, I'm like, never been there, never thought about going there. Jim Traber's there, I know that.
Right. Where the heck is that
Kelly
place?
Gregg's there, but
I know the
like,
Sooners, Boomer Sooner. That's
but it
what I
is
know.
amazing what sports does for a place like Green Bay or Oklahoma
Oh,
City or
there's no
even
doubt.
Little
What is.
Baltimore, right?
Think about the tourist dollars that potentially, as you just said, are going to pour into OKC that would have never gone there. No, people are like, where is that? I think I need to go check that out. I need to see that place. that would have never gone if it wasn't for this.
Or wouldn't
There's
know what it is or where it is.
correct, correct. I mean, I think back over my lifetime and my son, we're talking about the boy often. The boy is a history major. I remember Nessie was probably 7 or 8 years old, and Kathy and I would go out. We had a babysitter for him, and back then he had a map of the United States, and he had these girls. It was three sisters that rotated babysitting for him over a number of years as they got older. So he gave the oldest one a map of the United States and made her write in all the states. She was in college at the, or in college at the time.
And all the capitals
No,
too.
first just the states. And she got like 20 out of 50, and he gave her an F. And he
Oh, wow.
told her before she came back the next time she had to get her mother to sign the map.
Get her geography or she can't
And
sit me.
then the next time
She doesn't
we
know
went
where
out,
Vermont is. How would she know where Montpelier is?
next time we went out, her sister came, and he did it with her sister. She got 40 because she studied. Her sister warned her.
Well, I am absolutely convinced that your president, if I gave him a map of the Middle East,
Oh, stop it.
he wouldn't know Iraq
Stop
from
it.
Pakistan
Well,
from
guess what?
Afghan. Like,
The B2s know.
you, it's a little disturbing when people don't know geography for me, but it's
Oh, I
even more
agree. I
disturbing for me.
agree.
I had an employee at one point that didn't know east from north from south from west because
No,
he had Google Maps, and
I'm with you.
like to me, it's insane. I had a girl. I was in New York last summer. It was a beautiful summer night, and I got and I'm in front of Bryant Park, and a girl gets off the subway. Beautiful young girl. She might 20 years old, kind of girl I would have hit on back in the day.
Yeah,
And she
sure.
turns to me because I guess I look trustworthy,
Right.
and she said, "Do you know which way east is from here?" And first she had a phone, so she could have
Right.
navigated that way. She wasn't,
Exactly.
Indigent. She wasn't,
Right.
but I looked and I saw the sun setting, and I'm in New York, so it wasn't like what's it,
The
Manhattan
desert or
Henge.
outside,
It
right.
wasn't that, and I saw the sun setting, and I'm like, well, the sun's setting over there, and it's six. It was in the evening. It was like 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, so that's east.
Right. And she said, and you know what she said? What are you talking
I didn't
about?
know that. Really? She
How
said
do you
that.
get that?
She said
Hey,
that. She
Ness.
said, "I really." I'm like, every day, every
Ness,
day of
Ness.
my
I
life.
remember in high school, we'd sneak away on a Friday afternoon and we'd go down to Ocean City, and those were the days when you could sleep in the car or sleep on the beach because we didn't have anywhere to stay. And
I
we'd
slept
get
in
up.
Robert Debus's Vega in
I was in a
1982,
VW Bug,
right?
and
Fifth Street, right in front of the
we'd
police
wake
station.
up, right, wake up to watch the sunrise coming up over the ocean.
I don't know what
It's
this
the
picture
east.
behind me is
Because it's
obviously
the
a
east.
sunrise because this is East Baltimore, right?
Right.
I can't get you a sunrise over Camden Yards because there ain't
Doesn't
no
work
such
that way.
thing.
It doesn't work that
Leonard
way.
Raskin is here. We are Leonard, is the world flat or round?
Yeah, that's it. I'm all from the round camp.
Okay,
I've
I'm just
flown
making
over it.
sure that we can agree on something around
I've
here.
flown over it. Yeah.
I don't know if we can agree that Donald Trump couldn't find a,
No,
Iraq from
I'm
Iran
not
on a map,
concerned. I'm
but
not
your
concerned about that
babysitter
at
couldn't,
all.
and I think a lot of people couldn't or can't.
I think people would have, if you walk down the street with a map and blank map with
Oh,
the
jaywalking, this is a segment,
hey,
right?
boundaries drawn, borders drawn, walk down the street and ask people, which of these countries is Israel? Nine
No
out of ten,
chance.
no
No
chance.
chance. No
Iran,
chance. No
no
chance.
chance, no chance.
No chance.
I mean,
Qatar, no chance.
even less of a chance. But
How
they
about
might
the
get
Panama
lucky.
Canal that's over there? Oh, that's right. The Panama
Yeah,
Canal's on this side, right?
no.
But the
People
canal's the big story in the war. And what's going to
have
happen is going to be the oil,
no
right?
idea. No idea. No, you're talking, no, that's the Strait of Hormuz.
I know that. That's why I called it
What
the
do you,
Panama Canal.
oh,
I'm
okay.
trying to confuse you too.
I didn't know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, they're not going to close that. First of all, they could try, but China's not going to let them do that. And China's their biggest benefactor. They're not going to let them do that. Because
China
they
can
need the
get their oil
oil.
from the Ruskies, right?
Yeah, it's not going to happen that way. Russia needs it to bomb Ukraine. And they're all getting it, it's crazy. Look, we can talk politics for hours on here and we'd
I
have
think the
quite a
most
discussion.
disturbing part right now, and I'll drop the mic on this, we can get to sports, whatever you want to
Yeah, go
talk about,
ahead.
is how this guy, the felon running the country,
Yeah, our
has
president.
disassociated us from all of our allies in the middle of this.
What do you
We have
mean?
friends with no one anymore,
That's
other than
nonsense. Nonsense.
it's not
Nonsense.
nonsense
That's
economically.
nonsense.
It's not
No, of course it
nonsense.
is. Of course it is. They're buying from us. They're selling to us. The world trade is wide open. Tariffs will settle down. Countries will continue to buy from us, continue to open their markets to us. If we had free and fair trade, I would agree that the tariffs are a mistake. We haven't had free and fair trade forever. So in that regard, American people are still going to buy stuff made in China. They're still going to buy stuff made wherever stuff is made. And the world is still going to buy stuff made in America. That's not going to change.
What do we make well that we sell to them that we should be concerned about?
Meat, cheese, farm
Okay.
products, farm products. There's lots of other things manufactured in America. If you just run around the town, you'll see there's lots of things made here. Some of that comes from foreign parts, but that's a matter of over the long term, the arc of the last 50 years. We've outsourced, quote unquote, low paying jobs to other countries to get cheap product. We all want Walmart.
I just
We
think when I
all want
walk around Amsterdam or walk
Walmart.
around Paris or walk around London, which I have friends doing
Yeah.
all that all
Yeah, yeah,
summer
yeah.
long, right? Like I
Yep.
have friends right now this morning in Paris. I'm giving them
Yeah.
tips on pastries. I had friends
Yeah,
in London the
absolutely.
other day. I sent them off to Khanza Kensington for Indian food because
Sure,
they're there
sure, sure.
watching concerts like Ed Neenan. So I got
Absolutely.
friends over there. I
Absolutely.
wonder how many things they go and buy, and not tourists. I'm talking about people who live there,
Yeah.
purchase that are saying made in America or involve America or
Less than in the
need
past.
America, need America, other than coming to Disney World, which they have over
Plenty.
there too.
No, there's plenty. If you look around this country, just look in Maryland, just look in Baltimore. We have a manufacturing industry in Maryland, in Baltimore, is massive,
Oh,
is
importing. I
resurrecting.
drove past the Domino Sugar. I had a
Right.
dear friend of mine from Philadelphia over the weekend, and I gave him the $10 tour of Baltimore.
Yeah,
We were in a car an hour
sure.
and a half. We drove the whole circumference of the harbor and up the Hopkins, and he's artsy, so I wanted to show him some art stuff
Yeah.
and whatnot. But like seeing the whole waterway and how much industry there is here,
Absolutely.
you know,
You
we are the most watery state in the country
call up
when it,
Baltimore
in every
Manufacturing.
way. We don't
Call
think of
up
it that
Baltimore
way.
Manufacturing Institute. Ask them what gets manufactured in Baltimore. They'll give you a list your arms long.
That's getting bought in Europe and getting bought by
Some
places we've
is.
pissed off.
Some oh, no, we haven't pissed off anybody. The elites piss each other off all the time. It's government and elites pissing each other off. You and me, the consumer out in the world, when's the last time you, and maybe you did, when's the last time somebody went to the store and bought something and said, like right here, I don't know why this is on my desk, but it is. This is a torch for lighting cigars in the wind. Okay, I don't,
No
I think I
idea
got
where
this.
it's made. I don't think about that. I've never thought
That's
about
my
that in my
point.
life, right?
That's my point. So do you think anybody around the world is picking something up going, oh, made in America, I don't want to buy that? No, not at all.
I'm wondering what we make that they buy. That's what
Oh,
I'm
I think
wondering.
there's
'Cause it
plenty.
feels like everything in
Plenty.
my house is made in Taiwan or China.
Yeah,
Like
well,
literally.
there's plenty of stuff American exports.
Well, I
There's
mean,
no
I
doubt.
saw Trump getting after, Apple about making stuff here and all that
Well,
kind of
they
thing. And
if you want to pay twice the price for an iPhone, they can make it here. But we don't want to do that, so we outsource the labor. That's what happens. It's markets. Free markets find, capitalism finds the cheapest cost to manufacture whatever it is they manufacture to create the greatest profit. So what we
no
make
matter the
here,
cost to society.
no, not
No
true.
matter the cost.
Not true. Not true. I disagree. If it was no matter the cost to society couldn't exist. Capitalism has raised more people out of poverty than any other system in the world, bar none.
But taxation was the great equalizer to
No,
keep.
taxation is government theft to waste money.
But that was the equalizer, though.
No, it's
That's
not
a
an
thing that.
equalizer. It's theft, pure theft. Government takes money from producers
We'd
and
still,
gives it to
your kid would have been doing slave labor
non-producers.
at 8 years old 100 years ago, right? Because
Well,
like that's the
absolutely.
way we built the thing.
No,
So
no.
until that happened,
Ford didn't have slave labor. Rockefeller didn't have slave labor. No, that's not true.
I'm
They
talking
created,
child labor,
I'm telling you,
not.
they created wages and multimillionaires by paying people what they could never earn before on the farm And by helping those people own shares of the company that had nothing to do with the government.
It is
Nothing.
fascinating. Like a name like Rockefeller, you can look it up and see all the good deeds and all the bad deeds.
Absolutely.
It's everybody's Robin Hood of that era, you know, right down to
Yep.
wherever we are
I
right
mean, we have
now
a
with the
company,
Musks and the
Ness,
Bezoses and Bezos'
we
wife.
have a
And
company right here. We have a company right here in Baltimore, hopefully doesn't leave, called McCormick. Okay? What do?
they make
They
spices to
put
go all over the world. Sure.
all over the world, they put them in little bottles. And do you know that of the people that work there, there are massive numbers of people that spend their entire life labeling bottles, putting spice in bottles, putting caps on bottles, multimillionaires because they've earned and owned stock in McCormick for all these years. Government had nothing to do with that. Nothing. Except take from the producers to give to those that don't produce and maintain power by taxation because they get it by
Well,
the
many of the
barrel
wealthiest
of a
people
gun.
believe in philanthropy, and Lord knows that
Absolutely.
Rubenstein thinks the
Absolutely.
Orioles are philanthropy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was out of Caves Valley this week for the BMW, and,
Yeah.
you know, everyone
That course
leads
doesn't
with
exist.
philanthropy,
That
though.
course doesn't exist because of government and the scholarship that they're giving away at the caves, right?
The Evans
They're
Scholarship,
providing
the great young man from
scholarship
Loyola is
to,
fantastic.
yeah, that's not government. That's called capitalism. If it wasn't for production, those dollars would not exist and that kid would not get that scholarship. Nobody will tell me that capitalism has hurt the world. It has raised more people out of poverty in more places around the world. You see where government is in control, socialist countries, where government makes decisions and distributes dollars, I'll show you poverty and pain. You show me a place where that's not the case, I'll show you
Opportunity.
opportunity, thriving people and philanthropy and innovation and invention likes of which the world has never seen.
Well, here we go. Innovation. This is where the AI thing for me.
Just
What's
the
the
next
how's
thing.
the market reacting to AI in that way? Because it's such a buzz. Everybody I'm talking to, I use it in various ways. Some people, you know, certainly on the left are allergic, and you know, it's artificial, whatever it is. It's here, like
Unstoppable.
arguing with the internet, like
It's
arguing with, you
you
know,
didn't like
tech. When
Facebook,
my
you didn't
kid would
like
text me the first time and I said, I'll never text with you.
right.
Like,
And now you text across the table.
yeah, and social media. I'm not going to get
That's
on
right.
that. You know,
That's
I'm going
right.
to, yeah, sure you're not. I'm going to be a journalist and not be on social media. Sure you are.
AI will roll you over like a wave at Ocean City on a bad day.
What do
If
you
you're not,
know about it, and what are you preparing people you know, and what's the
well,
market
I'll
telling you
give you an
about it?
example. I'll give you an example, Ness. I'm working with a guy right now who shall remain nameless, of course. A guy that I'm advising, and he and his wife, and they've talked to me about what their hopes and dreams are for them and their kids, their family, their future, their grandkids. And based on that, I developed what I think is in his best interest to do with his money. And we had a great conversation with he and his wife and his oldest son, and they loved the proposal that I made. They wanted to implement everything that I recommended. They thought it was fantastic. It suited, it checked every box of their desires and every box of what is right and what they should do. And a week went by, and I got an email from him. He went to ChatGPT. He put in the parameters of what he and I were talking about, and he asked it about my recommendation and asked if there was something else he should do instead. And it came up with four options of that it would test and try to see which was best for him to do. And it came back that option one and two were no go. Option three was a possibility, and option four was a possibility. And that between three and four, here were the pros and cons and the decision tree to what he should think of to make the best decision for him. And he sent it all to me. And he said, what do you think about option three? Because believe it or not, option four was my recommendation. Option three was just an alternative. And he said, what do you think about option three? And I sent him back an email and I said, hey, AI is good for lots of things. Sadly, it's not good for doing my job yet. And thankfully, it's not good at doing my job yet. And
But it
let's
is a
go
good
over.
way to challenge thoughts and
Absolutely.
open your mind a little bit,
I
right?
said, let's go over option three when we meet. And I will absolutely explain to him why option three is viable, but not the best, not ideal. And if he's smart, he'll choose option four. But let's assume he never had that tool. He would not be able to assess my recommendation necessarily, which I am thrilled that he did that way. And I am happy to go over option three and four with him and explain why four is the best answer. Three would be a decent fallback, but not anywhere near as good for what he's trying to accomplish. Now, somebody out there is going to make the decision between three and four on their own and not interact with me at all. And that's going to put people like me out of business at some point. But what the thing is, he didn't know what to put into the system first without my recommendation first, because he wouldn't have had a foundation for the choices.
Right.
He got that because of our discussions. Now, that doesn't mean he couldn't implement through AI. He couldn't use that to solve a problem. It solves massive problems. It does amazing research. If you're writing something, it could be a ghostwriter. If you're looking to do an interview and you don't have interview skills, you can ask. I could go on ChatGPT right now and ask it to give me six questions to ask Nestor if I was doing an
I
interview
hope
of
Mickey
Nestor.
Coachella doesn't do that on Wednesday when I'm on his podcast, because we're live on Mickey's podcast.
Well, if somebody's a good questioner and has good research, but where do I go to find information about Nest to do the interview? Do I go to Google? I don't go to the library. Do I just look up Nestor in Google and now I got to read how much to come up with a half a dozen great questions? I can put in AI, give me six questions about Nest. If you've got a digital footprint, it knows you. And it will come back. It has read the entire internet. And it will come back and give me six profound questions to ask you for an interview.
How about that? Like 20 years ago, remember that TV commercial? I read the whole internet. Now what do I do? Right? That's
Well,
AI. So,
now
and then
AI
getting your arm
has.
around that is
That's right.
freaky deaky. And this is my summer to do that. Leonard Raskin is here
There we
to
go.
help you handle money. He'll talk some sports with you when the Orioles aren't in last place and cool you off at the beach here. Talk about what you do in the American Dream. I made a new commercial for you based on what you told me 2 weeks ago. I said, Leonard, tell him what you do. And that's your new commercial now, by the way, on
There we go.
WNST.
What we do is we help people use their money to have fulfillment in their life, to achieve the American dream, to use capitalism, to use their money as a tool. You know, somebody said to me once, money can't buy happiness. You've heard that. Everybody's heard that. Say, yes, that's true, but it does buy choices. It buys options. And I help people create the wealth, protect the wealth, enjoy the wealth, and transfer the wealth to those they care about, and keep government out of your pocket. Keep the financial institutions honest about what they're telling you to do with money, because their agenda is their agenda, not your agenda. And my world is about helping you use your money to its maximum fulfillment, to its maximum efficiency, to create your life's maximum fulfillment. That's what it's about.
I'm having my maximum fulfillment this week. Not just that I'm on Mickey Coachella's podcast, not just that I'm doing the Crab Cake Tour on Thursday at Reader's, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Curio Wellness and Liberty Pure. Izzy Patoka is going to join us. Alan McCallum and Luke are going to hang out together and talk some baseball. My dude, Happy Eddie from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter is going to be stopping by. But the highlight of the week, no offense to any of them, and they'll all know this. I've got Fred Lynn coming on the show this week. The Fred Lynn. That's even better than Jack Hughes from Wang Chung, who did the show this week. Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish has been on since the last
There
time you
you
came
go.
on. So I've had rock stars on here. I've had it all. But Fred Lynn is coming on the
Fred
show
Lynn.
this week.
Yeah, we gave away Yastrzemski's grandson, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I think about Fred Lynn in 75 terms with the Red Sox,
Awesome.
and I don't want
Awesome.
to hate the 75 Red Sox. I want to
Yeah.
just stand in admiration of them 50 years
Amen.
later.
Amen.
50
50 years.
years.
50
I
years,
said that
dude.
out loud, didn't I?
That's
Carlton
insane.
Fisk, 50 years, huh?
50 years. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We're old, dude. We're just old. That's it.
You know, when I think of that piece right there, I hear the voice of Mel Allen. How about that?
Amen.
How
Amen.
about that? I need
That's
some
as good as
TWIB
it
notes
gets.
now, is what I
There
need.
you TWIB
It is a
notes.
baseball week here. Tampa
Amen.
Bay's in town. Rick Vaughn's coming on to talk some Tampa sports. My buddy Pete Williams, longtime USA Baseball Weekly writer. We lost my friend Scott Miller to cancer last week.
Yeah, I
So we're
saw.
all going to honor him as baseball people. We're up on the All-Star game in a couple of weeks as well. So enjoy the baseball, cool off, sit in the splash zone, or create your own splash zone. And if you steal my pool idea for $159,
Big
good for you.
value. Big value. Great
Hey
job.
man, you're here to manage my money. I spent
Great job. Big
$200 on all my
value.
pool activity last summer and I
Outstanding.
survived it. I didn't even have to go to the islands. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.